The traditional family meal is increasingly rare these days. According to one study, fewer than a quarter of Americans regularly have dinner together. That worries Marion Cunningham, the renowned cookbook author best known for the modern revisions of the Fanny Farmer classic. With her latest book, Cunningham is redoubling her efforts to get Americans back to the kitchen. Rebecca Roberts spent a recent Saturday in Cunningham's home in Walnut Creek, California, across the bay from San Francisco.
81-year-old Marion Cunningham has just returned from her daily swim. Her white hair, still wet, is pulled back in a tight ponytail. She moves gracefully through her sunny kitchen, where bowls and measuring cups and spoons are all in their proper place. This is where Cunningham has cooked and baked for over 40 years. This morning, she's making a dessert pudding.
Let's say beat egg and sugar together until smooth. I think we can say it's smooth. Add the flour, baking powder, and salt. It's Bess Truman's recipe. Boy, it goes back a lot of years.
Bess Truman's Ozark pudding is one of many recipes Cunningham has collected over the years and published in her book, Lost Recipes. Most of these dishes are simple and homey, like red pepper jelly, succotash, and shoofly pie. The Ozark pudding is no exception. No lemongrass or fennel pollen here, just easy-to-find ingredients and easy-to-follow directions. Mix a cup of this and a teaspoon of that, pour it into a pie plate, and it's ready for the oven.
Now, I'll tell you, it's hard to flunk this one, isn't it?
Cunningham keeps her recipe simple for one reason. She wants everyone to cook. The popularity of restaurants, fast food, and pre-prepared meals means fewer and fewer Americans are cooking. And that's unfortunate, Cunningham says. She worries that cooking has developed an unfair reputation as menial drudgery.
I feel very, very strongly about the loss of home cooking. It's the best way we can bring ourselves together with others. And that's why the table is a perfect example. If you pass a platter around and somebody takes everything off, there's nothing for anyone else. And there are so many steps in all this that are subtle, that are humanizing.
In the late 60s, Cunningham was a 45-year-old housewife when a friend convinced her to take a cooking class taught by the legendary James Beard. Beard was so impressed with what he called Cunningham's critical palate that he asked her to become his West Coast assistant. Cunningham spent the next several years traveling the world with Beard. Then in 1972, Alfred A. Knopf needed someone to revise the Bible of Home Cookery, the Fanny Farmer Cookbook. Beard recommended Cunningham, knowing Knopf wanted a home cook.
Because that's what the book was really all about. It wasn't about restaurants.
Fanny Farmer first published her recipes in 1896. She introduced level measurements to the vague instructions of traditional recipes, so add enough flour to thicken the sauce became add 1/2 cup of flour. She guided readers on how to judge the freshness of meat and produce. But most of all, Farmer's mission was to demystify home cooking. Marion Cunningham used Fanny Farmer's cookbook for years. Then she was invited to interview for the job of the new Fanny Farmer. Cunningham was terrified.
And I thought, I didn't pay attention to teachers, and I don't know where to put commas and periods, and I don't think I can do it. But I knew James would be furious if I didn't. So I worked 7 years on that book. There were 1,500 recipes, and I tested all of them.
Cunningham eventually published 3 more editions of Fanny Farmer and several of her own books, including The Breakfast Book and Cooking with Children. And she always stresses the same theme. Cooking just isn't that hard. In fact, Cunningham distrusts fussy food. She says she doesn't know whether to eat it or frame it. In this age of celebrity chefs and restaurant groupies, she calls herself the last living home cook. Ruth Reichel, editor-in-chief of Gourmet magazine, says that may be true.
The difference between Marion and the people that you see on TV is that they really want you to watch them cooking. And Marion wants you to pick up the knife, pick up the wooden spoon, and cook yourself.
Now it looks like it's done. I think it is. The pudding is going to be damp anyway.
After 30 minutes, Bess Truman's Ozark pudding is ready. You might take one look at this dish and wonder what you did wrong. Fortunately, Cunningham warns in the recipe that pudding is supposed to fall.
And it's very good. You know, it really is, if you like pudding.
Cunningham wants to preserve this dish and others in Lost Recipes because there's something essentially American about them. Whether it's spoon bread for Carolinians or San Franciscan seafood stew Cipino, certain dishes help to define who we are. Cunningham's own defining dish is also included in the book. her grandmother's recipe for garlic crumb stuffed artichokes.
My grandmother would make these artichokes, and then after they cooked, she'd spread the leaves a little bit and fill them all with these crumbs with the garlic and olive oil. We could eat it cold or we could eat it hot. And I tell you, that's the most delicious thing.
Cunningham claims that Lost Recipes is her last book, but she's not hanging up her apron just yet. She's considering going back to teaching cooking classes in the hopes that her enthusiasm will encourage more people to get back into their own kitchens. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Roberts.
Recipes for garlic crumb stuffed artichokes and Bess Truman's Ozark pudding are at npr.org.